done this, as well as her collaborating on her book in this way. So you know what, we'll just we'll do the best we can to get through all of the material. So hopefully you'll join us for every bit of it. And today we're going to be moving through a lot of information directly from the book. So make sure that you have your journals and your pens and some water ready. And we'll be moving through it quite thoroughly. There's a lot to get through. And we're going to solidify a lot of the symbolisms that are going on through the book. And that will bring it to the remembrance of our own innate abilities as multidimensional aspects that we are. And the main characters that we've loved so much and how they transform themselves can also be grounded onto this planet so that we can then take it into our lives, our everyday lives, and do the same as well. And that's what we do these things for, is we out the remembrance energy so that as students and as continual learners of the infinite, that we can always ground that energy and make our daily lives a little bit better by going through these classes. So if everyone can ensure that your notebooks are ready, you've got any questions you want, put in the chat box and we'll get to them as we go. And remember to mute your computer on the microphone there. And before we get into the introductions, I'd just like to do a little grounding prayer meditation just for a few minutes so that all of our energies collectively are joined. And remember that in the classroom format, even though we're in all corners of the world, know that our energies are connecting. I felt it as soon as we logged on this morning, people are connecting with us. So know that in this class forum, we're raising the resonance that is around us in our communities and in our households as well. So just know the good work that we're doing just from signing on today. So it's key that you open your mind and open your heart and really feel the love from the Gaia and this energy that we're creating today. This unity that we're doing with this session today and with the group that we're connected with will allow you to learn more if your hearts and your minds are open to the Gaia and to the energy we're creating for the Gaia and for ourselves, our higher selves. So just before we get going again, we wanted to thank you, Suzanne Lee, for joining us on this journey for our ascension. And Suzanne, any openers before we get going with our grounding meditation?
I would just like to say I am so happy to see all of your names, and those of you that weren't able to make it, you're here in spirit as well, and I am very happy, and the Arcturians are right here with us, and they're going to be doing a lot of the work here, so I'm going to try and just keep out of the way and let the highest energy flow through me, and I suggest that all of you just work on that yourselves.
Yes, that's wonderful. And it's funny, those all of us that have been connected even from last week, I felt the familiarity and the energies when you signed on, so I know that there's a connecting vibration. So just allow everybody to just get in a relaxed state of repose, do a very quick little grounding and prayer meditations to ensure that all of our energies are in sync for today and the energies that we are co-creating, because you will remember this resonance throughout your week and in those challenging times and when you're going back to your world. And you can connect with this energy by the remembrance of it, and then that will allow your initial vibration to rise as well. And this is the allowance that the portal that we're providing right now can intuitively expand what we're doing today. So allow your eyes to close and breathe deeply. Allow you to hold your breath as deep as you can. We breathe in for 8. And breathing in for 8. And allow yourself to visualize the golden white light of universal love and protection that we're all gathered here today for co-creative learning and the ascension of the Gaia and ourselves. And breathing in one more time to balance the core. And releasing. We are protected today by the white light of universal love and divine protection. Nothing but good can come to us. Nothing but good can come from us. We give thanks, love, and appreciation for the guidance, love, and wisdom that we are received here today as we grow within the Gaia. Turn to her loving energy. and receive her energetic light and guidance in our highest and in our best on this ascension journey. And breathe that in. And we are grounded in love and protection. And thank you. Thank you, everyone, for grounding that lovely energy for me. And so let's get started this morning with Suzanne. We're so excited to introduce your book one. When I read these books, I was so moved by the characters. And as I was speaking with you this morning, between this book and many other books that are out there, the two characters really allow themselves to become raw with the Gaia themselves, with the Gaia itself, and raw within themselves to allow the pureness of humanity, the vibration of the human, to come through, so that they can become more expanded people and more expanded beings of the planet energy. Because as we are living on Gaia, we are a part of her, and she is a reflection of us. So it's wonderful that you've created these characters and allowed those characters to shine through. And part one and part two that we're going to be talking about today, and we'll have you guide us, will allow us to connect solidly with their energies and allow us a better view on how we can put that into our lives every day and become better humans as we open our vulnerability up and allow the essence of who we truly are to shine through. So, Suzanne, I'll pass it over to you, and we can start with part one.
Okay.
What is...
So I'll put my cam on, and you take yours off, right?
Please, thank you, Suzanne.
I'll put my cam on, and you take yours off. There. Okay. Don't want to overload our system. Hello, everybody. I'm so happy to see you all again. All right, I wanted to take just a minute and talk a little bit about what is mastery. Because as we have said, this is a mastery class. And so mastery basically is that we have mastery over our thoughts and emotions. Now, this is no small task, as all of you know, because as we move through the third and fourth dimensional perceptions of reality, and we move into the fifth dimensional perceptions, as you will see in the books with what Maitreya was discovering when he was first on the mothership, that our every thought becomes manifest, and our every emotion becomes manifest. So keeping a constant vigil on our thoughts and emotions, and it's a big job. I mean, I've been trying a lot to do that. I don't know, maybe I'm getting a C, maybe a B minus sometimes when I'm not tired. And there are going to be times in our day that we're tired and we just can't, and just forget it. All right, that's all I can do for today. Read a book, take a nap, do some yoga, take a walk, watch something on television, listen to some music, just stop. And allow yourself to integrate all of that reprogramming that you are doing of your brain. Because we have been programmed that as long as you don't say it, then it doesn't mean anything. But that's not the way it is in a telepathic reality such as New Earth. And that's not the way it is in any higher dimensional reality, because our creativity has expanded to our every thought and every emotion. And then that is our energy field. Our thought and our emotions together is our energy field. And the masters that we are becoming, we're becoming masters of our energy. And when we become masters of our energy, then we quickly begin to perceive how energy out is energy back. And so if we allow a negative thought or a fearful thought to move out into the atmosphere, that's going to come back at us. And fortunately, we can send out a quick trailer of unconditional love, which kind of is erase, or send over the violet fire. And that's fine. Catch that thought form. It's like, wait, sorry, wasn't concentrating. Violet fire, unconditional love. And that is our process of becoming masters. Now, what we are all starting to realize is that we are having more than one reality at a time. So I'm going to pull in the Arcturians because we're all going to take a little journey to the mothership while we stay right here in our physical forms in front of the computer and be consciously in two realities at one time. So take a moment and close your eyes as well. And now that you're fully grounded, you can feel how your energy goes up, 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 higher, 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 moves through the fourth dimensional dream world and in to the fifth dimension of your light body and beyond and into the mothership. Now, I will pull in the Arcturians and they will give a bit of a description so that we can all be within that same vision. Because when we go to New Earth, we connect with people by connecting with the reality that they are perceiving. And in that way, we put in our unconditional love into that person. And as we put in that unconditional love of that person, we connect into their reality. Oh, blessings, our dear ones. We see your light shining so brightly. And we call upon you all to see yourself in the mothership. Now, we will take you into the corridor on the way to the Rejuvenation Center, which is the first place that you would go to. Now, as you feel your feet grounded on that corridor, we are going to ask you, we're going to go through each name, and we're going to have you send unconditional love to that name. First off, we will start, and all of us in unity consciousness send unconditional love to Leslie. And it's just that quick. It doesn't take any quote time, for unconditional love is timeless. Now we're sending unconditional love to Aaliyah. Unconditional love to Barbara. Unconditional love to David. Unconditional love to Frederick. Do you feel how you're getting a little bit high on this unconditional love? Unconditional love to Joanna. Unconditional love to Lorraine. Unconditional love to Marie. Unconditional love to Robin. And unconditional love to Suzelle. And with this unconditional love, we have all logged in to the same reality. And the reality that we have logged into is the reality where we are in the mothership. And now we are going to go over to the wall. We're going to touch the wall of the mothership. And as you touch that wall of the mothership, you can feel how the mothership is alive. And you can feel the members of all the people in this group that are in this hallway with you and feel them all, for we have all logged in to the same reality. All of you have logged into our reality, Arcturian. Somebody has to mute themselves to get rid of that.
Hi. Hi.
Oh, it's Regina, probably. Maybe the energy is a little bit too high here on the mothership to go through the computers. Okay, great. Whatever worked. Thank you. It was Marie. I hope you could hear us, Marie, because I know in the last class when you muted yourself, you couldn't hear us, but we will send you the recording if you can't. Hopefully you just put a speaker on or something. All right. So now, as we touch the side wall of the mothership, we can feel all the multidimensional beings on that wall. Just take a moment and stay grounded because it might be a little overwhelming because you may not be accustomed to feeling this frequency. And we Arcturians, one of the reasons why we have guided you all to join this group is because you are amongst our portal openers. And our portal openers are the first ones to expand their consciousness through all the frequencies of their multidimensional self and allow that multidimensional energy to come through. And we see many areas of Gaia's planet is covered, and we are very happy to see that. And now, walking down the hallway as a group, you see the door open to the rejuvenation chamber. And we're just going to open that door for now and allow that energy field to bask over you. And breathe in that rejuvenative energy. And ground it all throughout your body. And feel how this energy field totally expands your consciousness. And most important, along with the mastery and allowing yourself to return to the mothership, and all you have to do is just touch the wall and move into the rejuvenation center that will help you to release all the low frequencies that have interfered with the expansion of your consciousness. It is very important to move beyond any sense of survival consciousness, because while you are in a sense of, can I survive? Can I feed myself? Can I confront my boss? Can I stand up to myself? As long as you are a way team, for all of you are multidimensional beings, representatives of the Galactic Federation and the legions of the angels, especially Archangel Michael's legions, who are very happy here opening this new ray, and the legions of Zatiel's angels, which is the seventh ray of transmutation. And you feel your angels and feel the two El Moria of the first ray of beginning a new world and Saint Germain of the seventh ray of transmuting the old into the new. These are all the beings that you will call upon at whatever point in time you feel your consciousness beginning to drop. Now feel yourself as you maintain your position on the mothership, maintain that position, and moving down, expanding from the mothership down into the fourth dimension and into the third dimension and right into your physical form. And feel your mothership within you while you feel your essence within your form. You are not the earth vessel that you are wearing. You are your great multidimensional self who is wearing a multidimensional vessel. And the way that you connect with yourself is by listening to your inner voice. Now, your inner voice is one of the first parts of the book where Maitreya began to hear that inner voice. And when she listened to that inner voice, she did something that was quite frightening to her. And she had to leave behind components of her life that she did not want to leave. However, the inner voice was so much louder than the voice of society outside of her that she found it difficult to play the games that she was surrounded by. And we realize that all of you are hearing your inner voices loud and clear, and you are wishing that you could go off into the wilderness like Maitreya did and find a cave and live on her own and blend with the mother and be a planet. But within this time, some of you are not able to do that. Some of you are able to do that. Some of you are doing that. But some of you, that is not your destiny. Because all of you have chosen how you want to assist Gaia. And Gaia needs assistance all over the world. She needs assistance in her cities, in her workplaces, in her schools, in her offices. And your inner voice travels with you everywhere you go. So, Joanna, did you wish to insert something at this time?
Yes, I did. I wanted to ground some energy for everybody that I was intuitively being given. And it's so wonderful how we've talked about the manifestation process in the mastery energy. And it's really about fine-tuning and realigning who you are as a spirit with your soul's purpose, with your greater soul, your more expanded soul, your higher self. And at the level of mastery, that's what we're doing. We're fine-tuning all of the things that hadn't worked for us. We're releasing them. We're letting them go. They're no longer valid for us. And yes, sometimes it is a slow process, but it is a process, and that's the process of ascension. Ascension is a step-by-step process where we're reevaluating who we are. We are reevaluating who we desire to be, and it's a redesign of ourselves. And that's what Maitreya, that's what the main characters of the book did. They redesigned who they were as souls and spirits, and they answered the call. And it's also about the multidimensional aspect of ourselves that you touched on so perfectly. Is also about, in the acceptance of our multidimensional selves, it's about us also taking that connection higher and connecting with the higher beings and the higher realms and allowing ourselves to float freely, as we always do in our dream states and in our meditative states, but to know that we can have that in our guiding waking moments as well, to connect with those interdimensional energies and the higher energies that can assist us in our growth and our ascension, because that's why we've chosen to be here and come to this level, so that we can transform the higher energies and bring it down to Gaia, and in that respect, we raise Gaia as well. So that's two really amazing things, and we can do that by visualizations and the use of our free will and our imagination, the wonderful tools that we've been blessed with in the creation from our being. So use those tools because they're here to help us ascend. That's why we've been given those tools as physical bodies here on the Gaia, and also too that our souls and our spirits crave for that connection. I think that's why we've also connected so well with the main characters, because we crave that type of love. We crave that type of honesty and vulnerability, where we can really sink into the depths of the core, and we can sink into the depths of the rock and the cave, and we can become one with not only the Gaia, but with ourselves and also our divine complement. And that's what is so profound with this material. If you really take it and integrate it to the soul and at the soul level, is allowing your soul to be expanded in that vulnerability and allow your soul to ascend and become one with yourself first and then out to the collective. And that's ascension. It's all a process and it's always ongoing, step by step, day by day, minute by minute. And there's no end state. It's infinite. The universe is infinite. So we've connected with that, and it's the craving and the call of the soul, our soul's purpose and the whisper from within that we need to answer, because that's our soul calling out. It's time. We've planned it. This is time for us to come to the awakening, and that's why we're all here and we've gathered today. So I'll pass it over to you, Suzanne. Thank you.
Well, and you set the – oh, I'll put the camera on. You set the stage perfectly for moving into the sacred rock, because as you realize, as you remember from the book, or if you haven't read it yet, you will see it, is that I didn't, at the time that the book came through, as I talked in the introduction, this came to me, and I've been channeling for a long time, but this book was more channeled than anything I've ever done. I literally do not know what I'm going to write. And I don't read books. I read the book I'm writing because I'm so interested to see what's going on. But every now and again, I have to take a break, and then I have to write some other stuff. But thank you, Joanna, for having this be the focus of this, because now I'm realizing I knew that the book was encrypted, but I didn't really understand what that meant. But as we lose the book through these images, I can see the encryption. And the next encrypted image was when Maitreya made it out to the wilderness. She was on the edge of death, and she felt that she wanted to go into this sacred rock. And this sacred rock is going into the core of ourselves, going into the core of the planet. And very often we have to go through quite a bit of trauma, because when we're going through trauma, it's easy for us to think, oh, I'm having such trauma. But I want you all to reframe that, that whenever you are having trauma, you are releasing trauma. And not only are you releasing trauma for yourself, you are releasing trauma for Gaia. For you are all portal openers. You are the Arcturian corridor. And so all of you, all of us, and anyone who hears this in any fashion is a component of this energy field that you have chosen to move through the difficulties of the third dimensional reality, come through victorious, because you remember, no matter what, to love yourself unconditionally. And unconditional love is the healing force of the universe. As you love yourself unconditionally and clear yourself, your body is the exact same elements as the body of Gaia. And so you also clear it with Gaia. For our third dimensional perspective thinks that we're separate. But all of you, because you're all expanding your consciousness greatly, you're beginning to see this energy field that is connecting everyone. So see this sacred rock. Imagine this sacred rock, your personal portal. And as you stand before that portal, what you must do is surrender into. Now, in the third dimensional reality, we study, we learn, we make a plan, we go through time, we set it up, and way down there, it happens. But the fifth dimension doesn't have time. So therefore, there is only now. And each experience floats up to your awareness, and you can surrender into it, or you can move beyond it. So now, as you see this opportunity for your sacred rock, your sacred core, the doorway, your portal that moves into you from far above in your from Source, for your multidimensional self is grounded in Source as well as grounded on Earth. And feel that portal that comes all the way through you and through your heart and surrender in to that sacred rock, sacred stone, sacred jewel, to go down into the core of yourself, which is the core of Gaia. And this is where Maitri and Maitreya, divine complements, first met. They didn't recognize each other yet. Well, they did, but it was not yet their now to meet. And some of you may have met someone and thought, oh, that's my divine complement. But then that person goes away. Doesn't matter. Because you may meet your divine complement just fleetingly while you are both holding physical forms. Yet, as you expand your consciousness into the fifth dimension, you are one with your divine complement all the time. For you are within a oneness, and you can share your lives. Now feel the energy field of that love being, that completion of you, that you. And feel that beingness. And call it into your heart. Call this man or woman or androgynous being, because that being might be fully on a plane where there is only androgyny. And pull that being into your awareness while you are in the core, and make that agreement that I will meet you again. We will meet again. And now, believe it. And as you're in that cave, you recognize your full expression of self, your fifth dimensional self, you recognize yourself. And it is that moment that you shift from your third dimensional brain, which is based on separation and limitation. You shift into your multidimensional mind. And your multidimensional mind is not physical. It is of a higher frequency, and you have seen pictures of galactics, and they usually have a very big top of their head. That's because they have integrated their multi-dimensional mind into that form that they are wearing. Likely they are wearing that form for you so that you don't get shocked. And feel, it's almost like a beret that goes across your forehead, and across the middle of your head, the bottom part is your draconian brain. You don't need that as much in the fifth dimension. And so it does not need to overlap that area of your beingness, except it does go down into the occipital lobe for the visions. And as you move into your multidimensional mind, allow yourself to imagine that you are looking through your clairvoyance. And with your eyes closed, just look around your room, wherever you are, and see it on a fifth dimensional level. So where perhaps you might have seen a desk and a door, maybe you'll see a beautiful log with lovely flowers and a waterfall. And use your clairaudience to hear your inner voice, to hear perhaps the waterfall, perhaps the sound of fifth dimensional birds, perhaps the hum of higher frequency energy as it calms and comforts you. Much like when you are in utero, you could hear your mother's heartbeat and it made you know that you are in something alive. And as you move into the fifth dimension, you are living in an alive world. There is nothing that is, quote, dead. Everything is alive. And feel your clairsentience, where you sense and smell and No. And within this moment of the now, release the need for time. Release the need for polarities. Find the place within the core, your core of yourself. And relax. Joanna?
That was wonderful. The grounding of the energy between the characters and the environment themselves is so key, and we do that in our everyday lives as well. So the lessons that we can learn from that segment as well is knowing that although in our physical reality we see the physical things, yet we know that it's all an illusion. And what we are simply doing is we're mirroring the themes that our souls have chosen to experience and the themes that we've chosen to learn from and the challenges. And although in this physical reality we may have themes that we need to work on and resolve because that's our soul's desire to move through those themes, yet we can turn them around into, instead of being problems, we can turn them around into challenges that allow our expansiveness to ascend. And the complications that they had and the challenges that they had, even though they were outside in nature, they had all of the power in the world to transform their situation, and they did. They loved the earth, and they loved what was around them, and that's changing the situation, and that goes back to what we said when we opened, in that it's mastery, and it's realigning your thoughts, your words, and your deeds, so that situations can be turned around into a more loving and more expansive way, and that the challenges and the issues can be learned. And in that, you're allowing to find yourself in the now moment, when you bring everything back to the now, and you can bring that space of love. The highest alignment vibration is unconditional love. So whenever there is opportunity where you're facing challenges in the physical world, whether it be with your partner or at work, or whatever the challenges that may arise in your life, know that there are opportunities for you to align yourself with soul and spirit and to come from a place of unconditional love when you're balanced with the soul and with the spirit, and allow it to come out as a learning opportunity for you to move through those themes and expand as a soul. The characters also knew that in their incarnation, they knew that there was going to be situations that they would have to move through, because on the grander scheme of things and in the grander vision, they were needed and they were required. So those were things that they had set up for themselves to move through, and they had such an enormous amount of connection with one another that they knew intuitively. They had grander things that they had to work through. Love was so profound for one another. And so working through all of those different dichotomies and paradoxes, and yet still being of service for the Gaia, and allowing their initial soul and their essence to blossom and bloom from that vulnerability and challenge. And creating that divine oneness. And that's the essence of what you just explained there. And for us to connect within the visualizations and in the meditations is to connect at the deepest level that we have within our soul and commune with it. And that creates the expansion and allows those opportunities for the divine complements to be attracted to us. Because when we're in our highest state, we are attracting those others that are in their highest state for those opportunities for us to connect. Because they have always said, what you put out is what you put back, and the vibrations that you're putting out, and as you ascend, you're attracting those people to you. And we've had wonderful emails from people all week saying they've been energies and things just working out for them, because they've raised their vibration from last week to this week, and every moment is a different vibrational change. So reconnecting and aligning with spirit and source, then we move through these different challenges, and you can align at any point in time for that, and then allow your divine complement to be connected with you. And I'll pass it right over to them.
Thank you very much. So now we're going to talk a little bit about the vision quest. For many of you may feel like there is something that you need to do. Now, I know that I need to go into nature on a pretty regular basis. And even if I'm not in nature, I need to go to a small town someplace and just relax and get out of all the daily obligations and duties. And I know that all of you can't do that. I mean, I'm a grandmother, so... But I always did that, even when I was young. I found a way, and I was poor, and we would camp in tents and whatever. But being in nature allows you to move in to your relationship with the planet. And Maitreya had been a warrior all of his life. He developed his persona as being one that was a protector, and he protected others. He protected people. He had not yet conceived of the planet as a person. And so even though he had been within the core of the planet, he still was not connected with that great mother. And the female component of this divine complement was more innately attuned to the mother. For women are very often more attuned to the mother. We have our cycles every month. We raise children. We bear children. So therefore, we are attuned with the mother. And throughout society, the women would stay home and take care of the children and the old and have their little gardens, whereas the men would be the warriors and they'd go far away and get food. It would take days to have food. They'd have to bring the food back. Even in the animal kingdom, this happens a lot, except for lions. Lions, the females get the food, and the men babysit, so that's interesting. So we all have these masculine and feminine energies within us. We have these feminine energies that we are attuned to the mother and attuned to the planet. And we also have these masculine energies of protecting. And within the vision quest, again, there had to be something had to happen. Like Maitreya, he fell and he was on a cliff. And he didn't know if he could actually believe that there was such a thing as a mother, Earth Mother. He didn't know that he could actually talk to Earth and get answers from within himself. But when it was a do-or-die situation, again, it was that surrendering into the now of the moment. And as he surrendered in to the now of the moment, he found the manner in which he could drag himself up off the ledge into a place of greater safety. And once he had connected with his inner self, once he had connected with the planet, then he could easily connect with Maitreya, who didn't know where he was. He could easily connect with her because he had connected with himself and connected with the planet. And when we connect with the planet, then our energy field goes into the actual planet and it moves throughout the entire planetary field. And a major component of our process of being portal openers, of being the Arcturian portal, and you could look at my last blog to read about that. But part of that is that we own who we truly are. We release the old myth that loving ourselves is conceited. We have to release that third dimensional program. Remember, all of our lifetimes within the last 2,000 years have been during the Kali Yuga, which is the darkest of all the cycles. We're going into a golden age, which is the lightest. So golden age, a silver age, copper age, I think there's a bronze age, and then there's the lead age, the Kali Yuga. And it is through going through that darkest night of the soul, you see that in all of the myths of all of the ascending beings, they all have to go through their dark night of soul. They have to look into the face of their fear, of their anger, of their sorrow, and come through victoriously because they believe in their self. So we would like to ground this now. We, the Arcturians, are coming in, and we want you to see your own cliff, the cliff on which you have found yourself, the biggest challenge that you are facing in your life within this now. First off, realize that this challenge is a process, is a component of your ascension. Because when you are on the path of ascension, everything that happens in your life is a part of your ascension. Everything. And because you are not here just to ascend yourself, yourself has already ascended. You are a multidimensional being. You have beings of yourself and expressions of yourself on the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, all the way up through all of these dimensions. You have chosen to come down as the great galactic and or angelic being that you are, to step into this body that you are now wearing and taking on this physical matter. You are spirit into matter. And as you pull your spirit into your matter, and as you heal your matter, there is no separation between anything within the physical plane. That is an illusion. And as you move in to your sacred core, into the core of yourself, as you move into the core of your planet, that is where you meet yourself and you meet your team, the people with whom you will most closely share this endeavor. And feel yourself now within the core of yourself as you transmute your being instantly into the core of Gaia. Because you have moved from personal consciousness to collective consciousness to planetary consciousness. So as you go into the core of yourself, you go into the core of the planet. And as you go into the core of the planet, you pull that core into your core. And now we ask that you come back into the physical life that you are experiencing right now, feeling that power within your core, that power of transmutation within your core. And as you feel that power of transmutation within your core, commune with Gaia, for you and Gaia are a team. Now look at the challenge that you are experiencing right now. Own that you have created this challenge. This challenge you have brought into your life to initiate your ascension process. Because as we have seen within the symbols at the beginning of this storyline, that we have to, just as you have to bend your knees to jump high, and just as if you're on a trampoline, at first you don't go very high or very low, but the higher you go, the lower you go. The more power you come down into the trampoline, the higher you go up in your next leap. So bring your power down into the core of your challenge. And love that challenge unconditionally. And how is your challenge a component of Gaia's planetary challenge? And as you feel yourself pull these energy fields that have caused you great difficulties, as you pull these energy fields up to your awareness, because if they're hiding in your subconscious, it's like a sniper in a distant tree. that can shoot you in the back when you're not even looking. You need to go down to the depths of your depths and pull it up and look it in the face and say, I love you unconditionally. And I am going to heal you. And I'm going to heal Gaia, who has these same things, these same issues. Hold that energy. Hold that energy. Feel your power. Feel the power that you have within yourself to make this shift in your life. Joanna, did you want to talk a little bit there?
Yeah. Thank you. That was wonderful. I had connected with that energy so deeply, the vision quest, and intuitively having ourselves connect with the soul and the spirit within nature. Nature communes with us and always has. Again, the Gaia is directly a mirror of who we are as humans. So as we heal ourselves, we are healing the Gaia through our own expansion and through our own awareness. And through our own ascension. And she's asking us to connect with our higher selves. And she's asking us to look deeper into the world that we see around us because we have created it. We have created the trees and the flowers that we see and the animals in need and the children in need. And she's asking us to go to our higher minds and answer those questions because we have the facility and ability to do so. As humans, we're brilliant beings of creation and manifestors, and this is what we have been brought here to do, is to bring her through the next stage of her ascension through our own abilities and awareness because we've come this far in the millennia that we've experienced as living beings in different varieties. We are here to do this for her. So in that communion with that, those are the directions that were given from Gaia. And in the moments of silence and in the moments of connection with her, we can gain so much information. She's always assisting us. And are we listening? Are we silent enough to hear the voices and to hear the sounds of help and gifts for us? So that's wonderful. And also, again, the connecting with oneself is symbolic for our connection with Gaia. So remember that too, that everything that we see, and again, we're going back to the beginning, because as often as you can, really contain those beautiful moments of learning. As we monitor and align and reintegrate those powerful thoughts, words, and deeds, and constantly realigning who we are as people and constantly realigning the words that come out of our mouth because they do float in the ethers of the universe and they do find somewhere to land. So it's always good that we're constantly being in connection with that higher self that we choose to be, and it is a constant process. And as we do that, then we're shaping the Gaia around us automatically. And that's what's just so beautiful. When you get that and when you connect with the deepest levels of the energy of the Gaia, we see things so beautifully. And the more we see that beauty, the more we emanate it. And the more we emanate it to others and they emanate it back to us. And then we are all rising the Gaia and we're connecting with the reality of our higher selves and our higher choosing based on what our souls came here to do. I think we've all been connected in many lifetimes. I've sensed the energy in the emails and the connections with this week with various people, and knowing that we've had other lifetimes on other realms. And we're just reconnecting here on this realm, and we're reconnecting with our energies in the perfect timing that we've planned so that we can move forward in this grand experiment of ascension with the Gaia. And again, Suzanne mentioned that there is no separation. We have always been one. We will always be one. And reawakening is that awakening to that completeness, that unity, going from the unity within the self, the unity within the Gaia, the unity within the intergalactic and the universal and so on. So it's much grander than we know, and we are all one in that aspect. So in alignment of that and in practicing those profound symbolisms just in the first two parts, you can become a master because this is what it takes. It's a process, and it does take that action to create the beautiful, magical instances that happen when you're shifting back and forth from reality because you're seeing yourself ascend in ways and expand in ways that you never thought would be possible. And we've both listed things like that as an experience on our blogs this week about things miraculously just working out because we've been in that moment of now and that communion with the energy that's so, so vital and vibrant. And also, I wrote one other important thing here was that the Gaia feels things as we feel them. So she is, as we plant our feet on the earth, she receives all the energy that of who we are. So, and as there's 6.5 or plus billion people on the earth, it's at the point where there needs to be, you know, massive rebalancing, which is what the light workers and all of the light seeds and the star seeds have been doing, is we have been cleansing her and rebalancing her from her very core and allowing those beautiful energies from the soul and from their intergalactic friends and our friends from all these other planets. They've been assisting us for so very long. We're rebalancing the energy and giving her back the love that has been missing for so very, very long. So again, it's a direct reflection, and you've stated that so beautifully in allowing us to have that that oneness and connection from the soul to the spirit to the Gaia as well. And that's wonderful, and loving yourself unconditionally is the highest alignment energy. So thank you for also including that, Suzanne.
Thank you. So I would like to talk a little bit about the divine compliments, which isn't necessarily yourself, it's someone outside of you, because your divine complement is the masculine and feminine together. One of the things that is important to know is that separation is what created the illusion of this third dimensional reality. In the fifth dimensional realities, there is not separation, there's only unity. And that separation begins with the electron being put outside of the nucleus and the proton being inside. So that original differentiation of now there is a separation between male and female, between electron and proton, between masculine and feminine. And I was born in 1946, and girls were girls. We had to wear skirts. We could never wear, we had Bermuda Day a couple times. And you would never see a woman as a call trans worker. And you never had a male chef. Girls did this and boys did that, and they were very separate. And that's one of the things that happened in the Piscean Age, is that it became very patriarchal dominated or matriarchal dominated. But either way, there was not that unity consciousness of patriarchy and matriarchy, male and female energy together within one being. And so as we combine that which we feel inside of ourselves, our emotions, and very often, you know, the emotions, that was what the women did. The thoughts, that is what the man did. Okay, but we are androgynous beings. Our fifth dimensional self is androgynous. So we're going to ask you now to begin, whether you happen to be wearing a male or female body, take a moment and feel your masculine energy. And yes, that might be a little more to do with thoughts. So feel your thoughts and feel your masculine energy and feel how you want to protect your world, protect your family. And now feel your feminine energy, whether you have to be wearing a male or female body. And feel your emotions and feel how you love yourself and how you love others. Now put your masculine side in your right hand, put your feminine side in your left hand, and face your hands like this, facing each other. Only first you feel the masculine and feminine. Feel masculine one, feminine the other, separate out far away. And now you put them facing each other. And as you face each other, you pull that masculine and feminine energy closer, closer, closer. Now take a second here. Feel the energy field growing. between the masculine and the feminine. And pull it closer. Pull it closer. Feel it. See, it's very close now. Feel that energy field. That androgynous energy field that you are. And now put your right hand on your third eye and your left hand on your high heart. And allow both of those energy fields to blend together in your throat chakra, in your higher expression of creativity, in your higher reception of communication. And in this manner now, feel your galactic and or angelic self. And feel that resonance of yourself, whether it be in a starship or whether it be on Earth or whether it be in some other reality, however you imagine, because imagination is fifth-dimensional thought, however you imagine your multidimensional self. Now again, with the two hands facing this way, and put your right hand up as high as it'll go and your left hand down in your lap. And slowly release the illusion of separation as you feel the energy field between the two. You can feel that energy field very strongly. And bring it in higher and higher and deeper and deeper and deeper. And now put your right hand on the top of your head and your left hand on your high heart. And allow those energies to blend and pull them into the core of your spine, where your light body is awaiting the opportunity to burst forth beyond the illusion of your earth vessel. And carry that energy from your core down into the core of Gaia. And while in the core of the Gaia, while you are speaking to all life on planet Earth, all life, even the Illuminati, even the boss you don't like, even the traffic in LA, all life, all reality, every part of it, every part. And from that core, say, I love you unconditionally. And put out that spray of unconditional love for whatever has been difficult. I love you unconditionally. That includes yourself. So you bring I love you unconditionally into yourself. Because if it's not within yourself, you can't fully project it out because it's not yours. So pull that unconditional love into you, project it into the core of Gaia, where it is disseminated to every component of her planet. I love you unconditionally. Now, pull in, I forgive you unconditionally. I forgive you every challenge, every problem, every issue. For if we were to stand there looking right across the room at one of those supposed evil people or low dimensional being, if we were to send them fear or anger, that would feed them. So what you do is you send them unconditional love. Unconditional forgiveness. Unconditional love. Unconditional forgiveness. And now we're going to move out to the actual matrix. The matrix that is holding the illusion of the holographic third dimensional planet. And there has been a lot of scientific knowledge that the only way that they can find that all these other programs fit is if Earth is a hologram. In fact, if all physical reality is a hologram. String theory, etc., all these different theories. This is scientific not metaphysical, but physical, scientific. They are even meeting with us in the weirdo world on that same issue. And so now, into this matrix, you say, I accept you unconditionally. I accept that there is a third dimensional reality. I accept that it is based on separation and limitation. I accept that it causes a great deal of challenges for many. I accept that it is unfair. And I forgive this 3D matrix. I forgive this 3D matrix. It was only doing what it was programmed to do. It was programmed to be the University of Earth so that beings could come down and live in a polarized reality. And yes, we can get lost. And yes, we have gotten lost for many lives. But when we move through, we shoot up into such a high frequency of ourselves. It's a very difficult program. But when we graduate, we get an e-ticket to anywhere we want. And then to seal that deal, you say, I love you, 3D Matrix, unconditionally. I love you unconditionally. Hold that energy field. We'll hand it over to Joanna now.
Hi there. Thank you, Suzanne. That was wonderful going through that. And the masculine and the feminine energy is so important. As we're talking about multidimensionalism, we are accepting that we are, and we're living concurrent lives right now because everything is all one. Everything is now. And when we are communing with and integrating our male and female counterparts, we are becoming more one. We are becoming more expansive and grander, and combining it with all of our experiences as well. Our male counterparts that we are living right now and our female counterparts, they've all had experiences and challenges. And in the time of ascension, it is for all of those challenges to become one with one another. We've gone through every challenge that we can since the beginning of time as different bodies, and now is the time for integration. And we're wanting to connect with the energies of 2013, which was the year of transformation, when all things changed. We are looking at things in different ways than we have ever had before in our history. And now, this year 2014 is very auspicious. It's the time for us that we've gone through enough change. We've let all of that go. We've healed as much as we can heal in the grander aspect of the changes that happened in 2013. And now it's time for redesign. It's time for recreating ourselves as the grander aspect, the more multidimensional aspect of who we are. And it's about aligning again with those mastery thoughts, with the thoughts of the higher dimensional aspects of ourselves that we are all the time, and we're connecting with them in dream time. And now it's about bringing those energies onto Gaia for her ultimate expansion as well. And to know ourselves is to love ourselves. And as we love ourselves, and as we accept ourselves unconditionally, and as we forgive ourselves unconditionally, and unconditionally is without limitation, is without condition. It's without the list of conditions that it must meet for our on this 3D planet. It's no limit. It's open and grand, as spirit always is. And when we are aligning with that, then we become one with our spirit and our soul. And we are expanding as one. And again, unconditional love is the highest alignment energy that we can have. And when we are loving and accepting and not only forgiving ourselves, we're bringing ourselves in alignment with our higher self and our more grander aspect of our multidimensional self. And again, we're also the same particle, the holographic community that we're living in, and the universe at large. We are all one particle. We are all made of the same thing. And in that aspect, then we can remember who we are in the greater aspect of the universe itself, and allowing ourselves to extend into the core of Gaia and into the various aspects of who we thought we were, and allowing ourselves to redesign that notion, those beliefs, and letting go of what does not serve us any longer, and creating new selves for this new millennia and for this new time of awakening. It's very powerful. And we wanted to also talk about, we've talked about the various beings that we've had in our incarnations right now, because everything is of the now. So also allowing yourself to stay in the now as often as possible as we recap part one and part two of this book, and connecting ourselves back with the characters and preparing ourselves for the next section of our learning process on the 25th. We're going to remind everybody that that will be the next class, the same time. And if you can, ensure that you can read the material, because we're going to connect with the various symbolism and wonderful points on the character's journey. And I think the next part is my favorite of all the books. So I can't wait to dive into those and to ground that energy for our everyday lives, so we can see ourselves transform. And so, Suzanne, did you want to say anything before we close off with a few home play or anything to say in closing?
Well, I was thinking that, do we have time for a few questions? Because it's just 12:14 here.
Yes.
So just because of the technical issues, if you could please write your question in the chat. And at the bottom it says, type your questions here. So just go ahead and type that question. And I am going to ask my human self a question while people are thinking of theirs. There's actually one question that I see that Anna wrote. Let's start with that one. She said that as we held love for the 3D matrix, at the end she saw a peeling of a layer like wallpaper coming off. And she wondered if anybody else had seen that as well. Because I could see where this peeling, this layer, would move off, because that layer is that fine gauze of separation that we have allowed ourselves to live within, this illusion of separation, because reality have felt so overwhelming. And so as we begin to really allow our mastery to come forward, and as we begin to live more in unconditional love, unconditional acceptance, and unconditional forgiveness, then reality is not so overwhelming, and we can begin to experience more than one reality. Now, allow yourselves here to feel this other reality, the reality of New Earth. I've had a couple experiences where I've woken up in the morning and I'm in New Earth, but I'm laying on my bed and I'm two different places. Now, I've only done this twice, but that's good. I'll take those two. Thank you very much. Because it's a lot, because just doing life can be overwhelming. And the process of realizing that this is an illusion, that the truth is what we feel inside ourselves. And I know all of you, I know you're all beautiful, aware beings. I know that all of you have so much to contribute to your environment. And I encourage all of you to contribute it in any way that you can, to find within yourself your creative gift. And maybe it's just conversation. Maybe it's that you can say hi to a stranger and give them a blessing. It does not matter. So let me see. Did we get any more questions? Okay, don't be shy, folks. Always takes a while to get people to ask questions. Anna, you're not shy. Ask another question, would you? Somebody, ask a question. Let's break. Lorraine, you'll ask a question for me, would you? Then I start picking people to ask questions. Okay. Well, maybe it was just such a perfect presentation that you understand it perfectly. Would you say so, Joanna? They have no questions at all? So, all right. Joanna, do you have anything else you wanted to say? Oh, Robin said, yes, it was perfect. Thank you, Robin. Let me see if there's any other comments to read. I think most of it was getting set up. Yes, it was there. So in the future, we love your comments. We love you. Just write it in the chat, and we'll find time to talk about what those questions are, what those chats are. So don't be shy. After a couple of webinars, people start speaking up a bit. Well, here's Marie. This is so much... I want to feel the love and unconditional forgiving. Yes. Okay, well, let's do that right now. Let's, in closing, feel... Oh, okay, thank you. Lorraine said fantastic webinar, but she didn't ask me a question. But thank you. Thank you so much. Feel all of us together now. Remember that energy that we had at the beginning when we met on the mothership. What the Arcturians are saying to me a lot. In fact, I'll just have them come in and say it to you. All right, just a second. Let's change characters here. Moving up in frequency for a minute. Oh, look at you, lovely ones. And the perfect picture with Suzil inside of us. And you, the human inside of the higher being. Above, below, to your right, and to your left. Yes. We are all within you. We want you to know that within your core, you are beautiful multidimensional beings, and you are here on assignment. You are on our mothership at night. You are in your dream body. You are listening to our messages. We recommend that you begin to write your dreams. When you wake up, make sure when you go to sleep, you have a tablet and a pen or a pencil or some kind of something you can type on. So when you wake up, as soon as you open eyes, move over there and write down, even if it's only one image. And as you do it more and more, you will begin to cross over between your waking and sleeping self. And as you do this more and more, you write down what your dream was and then say, dear one. Could be anyone. You can say dear one, you could say dear Archangel Michael, you can say dear Arcturian, you can say dear Maitri Maitreya, you could say dear whoever your particular guide or higher self is, guide, higher self, same. And say, will you please help me to understand the interpretation for this dream? That will allow you to perceive that dream from the frequency of consciousness that you were in, that you had while in the dream, of your higher self. That'll help you to remember. And we're looking at these names here. We recognize you. So write down your dreams. Begin to remember. You are busy at night, very busy. So if you're tired in the daytime, you deserve a rest because you're doing a lot of work at night, every one of you. And we wish to thank you for a very great, for a very great show, for a very great presentation of yourself. And we remind you in closing, each and every one of you, you are never alone. You are always with your higher expressions of self. In every moment, while you're driving in traffic, while you're paying your bills, while you're having a discussion that's not comfortable with your boss. And then, of course, while you're walking in nature, while you're making love with your beloved, while you're enjoying conversations with people you enjoy, you are never alone. We are always with you. Blessings be.
Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste. And I, Sue, say yes. Namaste. I'm with you too. I've had people say, oh, you came to my dream last night, did so-and-so. I'm going, ooh, forgot that, but that sounds cool. Glad I did that.
Yeah, and you know what? It's our higher selves connecting on various levels. And I've, too, had the lucid wake time where you're on multiple realities. And we can practice the lucid wake time as well. And you can see yourself floating in between realities. I've had several instances where I've seen my Egyptian priestess time. And I've just bending down to pick up something my child had dropped in the room. There was the vision and, of the Egyptian, temple that I was in. So we can do these things. And the more open that we become and the more accepting we are of that multidimensional aspect can, especially as you mentioned in dream time, that's when our guides and our ET helpers and our intergalactic lives and our friends and our higher selves are connecting with us. So I always... I've done many blogs and radio shows about the importance of our dream time and how it's allowing us to shut down the physical mind and allow our spirit to work and soul to work together in communion with our higher self and all of the other universal energies as well.
Yes.
And I wanted to thank everyone today for connecting with us. And as we close off, a reminder that our next class is on the 25th. We're going to go through, if you just want to jot this down, we're going to go through parts 4 and parts 5. So if you can do a little bit of reading and ensure that you're kind of grasping the main content of that, it will make the material and the recaps a lot easier. And between now and then, if anybody wanted to do a little bit further expansion on their own, if you wanted to talk and maybe journal down some aspects that you've had experience with the divine complement, as Suzanne mentioned several times, is how did it feel when you connected, or do you know that they're the divine complement? Go through the emotions and the feelings of those. That will allow you that acceptance level with your divine complement there. And also connecting with the various energy fields of the challenges that you may be facing right now, and know that the Gaia is always supporting you, and allowing it to be loving and forgiving and accepting. And when you're facing your challenges head on, we can move through them. And also expand yourself in that respect. So if you can maybe look at those two things, your fears and your divine compliments, and then face them with love and unconditional aspects and see what kind of knowingness you bring to class next time. Did you want to mention anything as far as anything to think about over the next 2 weeks?
I had several things went through my mind when you were talking. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. What I wanted to say is that something that is happening to a lot of us is that our short-term memory is getting pretty shot. And because we will go into a room and think, oh, why did I go into that room? What, or just like then, I was right there and then Joanna took me on this little journey and then I was back. All right. And what's happening, I think, I feel, and I had validation from this inside, is that we are beginning to have multidimensional lives. And so we are bilocating to this other life. That life's going on simultaneously all the time. This life's going on simultaneously all the time. And probably more than we'd even want to think about counting, because we're doing good on two right now. But... we'll like zip up and visit that life for a while, come back and go, what did you just say? Take note of that and say to yourself, okay, good. Where was I? Where did I go right then? That was interesting. Now, we can't always do that because it always happens in the midst of busy life. But if we program that in our mind, we can begin to be more aware of these little awarenesses of our interdimensional travel. We're interdimensionally traveling all the time. We're visiting all these expressions of ourselves all the time. And it's really quite fun. But the 3D brain, see, we have to start thinking with the multidimensional brain that's up here on top. That can handle it. But it's like DOS would not handle this program. Our 3D brain does not handle bipping in and out of reality. So... work on your multidimensional mind. That's it. However you do that, whatever that means to you. And I'm so, so happy that you all came. And there's some lovely comments there. And we appreciate you all so greatly. And I know I look forward to seeing you all again.
Thank you. Thank you, Suzanne. Our blessings to everyone. And if you have any questions throughout the week, I know a couple of you have contacted us throughout the week from last week. You can feel free. I'm open for emails, and so is Suzanne, on anything that you want confirmation on, or maybe something, reclarification on anything. Please feel free to connect with us by email, and we'll answer your questions before class next week, and maybe prepare a question for next week on those three parts that we're going to be reviewing. And my blessings and love to you all. And I wanted us all to breathe in the love that we've all co-created here today, just for a count of two and three really deep breaths, and we'll leave with this connecting energy to the Gaia that we've created today and reground the energy and the information that we've collected here today. So if everybody can put down anything that they've got in their hands, and they can breathe in, connecting with the unconditional love, the unconditional forgiveness. Unconditional acceptance that we have of one another, for one another, in our highest and our best, as we connect with Gaia through her ascension journey, as we are all one, and we ascend as one. My blessings to Suzanne, my blessings to Leslie, my blessings to all that have joined us here today in co-creating this wonderful event, as our energies are hovering over the Gaia, and we ground it within the Gaia. And blessings and love to you all throughout your week. And we will connect again here on the 25th of January. My love and blessings to all.